Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 47, Balance of Attraction, Simple Thoughts on Dating for Men and Women by Cruz Spence with TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, and welcome back if you're an oldie, as I like to call the OLD listeners. This is Justin, and today I have something a little different from the typical minimalist post. First, it's not written by Joshua or Ryan of the Minimalists. This is actually a guest post on their site from Cruz Spence. And second, this is about dating, which is quite unusual for this show. But hey, I like to change things up every now and then, and if you're already in a relationship, I wouldn't change the channel. Take a listen, and I'm sure you'll learn something along the way. Cruz Spence has been a dating coach since 2006, and he has a nice take on it, basically a more balanced and healthy approach to actually having meaningful dates. But before I get into it, a brief word from our sponsor, me. Do you like free stuff that doesn't create more clutter in your life? Do you enjoy fun tips and tricks to improve your life? Do you like this podcast? If you answered yes to any of those things, come visit me online at oldspodcast.com to join my free weekly newsletter and show your support for this negative profit venture that has completely taken over my life. I say that like I'm complaining, but I'm really not. I do love bringing these episodes to you, by the way. It's just not as easy as it sounds. So again, you can come visit me at oldpodcast.com to enter your email, get free stuff, and also put a smile on my face. Oh, and I'm going to experiment with a tiny, tiny bit of interruptions here and there if I think I need to say something in the middle of this. So
if you hear this sound, then that means I'm talking as myself and not the author.
I'm not going to insert opinions and ruin the post. Don't worry. It's just to clarify things if needed. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. Balance of Attraction, Simple Thoughts on Dating for Men and Women by Cruz Spence with TheMinimalist.com. Dating tips are often misguided. Have you ever experienced a migraine headache? 1,000 years ago, a doctor would treat your migraine with bloodletting, the removal of blood from a patient to cure illness, believing it would restore balance in the body. Of course, bleeding won't help your headache, but physicians swore by the practice well into the 19th century. Why did so many people support such a useless, harmful remedy? Because afterward, patients felt better. Everyone attributed the relief to blood loss, failing to understand the many thousands of variables at play. That's sort of how dating advice works, too. Over the years, I've learned that men and women can improve their love lives with straightforward changes in habits and conversation techniques. Such growth can be achieved without sleazy pickup routines, without objectifying other people, and without any of the bloodletting of the so-called pickup artist industry. In romance, there's an elegant interplay that takes place. I call this harmony the balance of attraction, which is the basis for everything I talk about when I teach men and women how to improve their dating lives. The balance of attraction is comprised of 4 components: personal investment, reciprocated investment, comfort, and tension. These ingredients are present in every romantic interaction. Personal investment. Attraction cannot happen without first investment. We tend to place value in the people, places, and things we spend time on. The goal is to ensure that the person of interest is thoroughly engaged in the dialogue. The best way to garner his or her full investment is to first invest yourself. Once, I was unwinding with friends at a pub when a drunken bar patron asked if we could light a cigarette. None of us smoked, but that didn't stop him from requesting to borrow our non-existent lighter 5 more times over the next few minutes. Needless to say, he was a nuisance, and we didn't want to share our time with him. Fast forward to later that night when a jovial gentleman entered the bar, offering to buy everyone a round of drinks in celebration of his new baby's birth. Everyone wanted to talk with him and offer congratulations. Why? The first guy was taking value, while the second had something to offer, which encouraged us to give something back. I'm not suggesting you purchase alcohol for people at a bar. Your personal investment doesn't require money. My favorite way to start a conversation is humor. Most people enjoy good jokes, and they usually appreciate the person telling the jokes. But maybe you're not a natural comedian. You might try something as easy as holding a door or complimenting someone's karaoke performance. The point is to initiate the interaction with something pleasant that encourages the POI to reciprocate. Reciprocated investment. Of course, there's more to romance than simply making sure you're both talking enough. You need to establish rapport. Uncovering shared interests and values can achieve mutual comfort. Your commonalities give you conversation topics, and you'll become relaxed in each other's company. A great example of reciprocated investment is when the man or woman you like starts to talk more than you. Perhaps he or she shares stories from their youth or talks about her dedication to local volunteering. The goal is to get him or her to share themselves. Also look for instances when the person of interest asks questions about you, such as, how do you feel about dating an ambitious person? Or, what does your boyfriend think about your artwork? Intimate questions are a strong indicator of interest. Comfort. It's impossible to create romance without first building rapport. Failing to establish comfort with your love interest is like trying to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the bread. Can't be done. Comfort helps you earn trust. That trust comes in handy when you amp up the tension later. Your potential lover won't stick around when things get tense unless they already enjoy talking with you. The best way to establish a comfortable connection is to uncover commonalities you share with the other person. Aim for niche areas of interest. Almost everyone enjoys listening to music and watching movies, so interests like that don't help create bonds. But what if you both share an affinity for Russian literature? Clearly, the latter would spark more interest. Try to find something unusual you share in common. Tension. Comfort is good, but you shouldn't get too relaxed. Sexual tension is absolutely necessary for healthy romance. Intensity can be built in a number of ways, including simple actions like sustained eye contact and appropriate physical contact at opportune times. Like comfort, you don't want your exchange to become too tense, which can happen when one person is too aggressive. All things in good time. Enjoy the journey instead of rushing to a destination. Looking for a great way to create tension and encourage someone to open up? Try saying something like, I enjoy chatting with you, but I worry that most conversations between strangers ultimately fall into the same tired patterns. Let's go off script. I'm curious about what makes you tick. What are you passionate about? Diagram, balance of attraction. Here's an illustration to clarify.
Sorry, our technology is just not there where I can beam you a picture in the middle of this podcast. So I'll just tell you, there's an image of a sort of Venn diagram that is 5 circles intersecting where each circle is one of these areas he talked about. If you want to see it, you'll have to visit theminimalist.com. All right, back to the post.
As you can see,
or not see, actually,
a good interaction will fall somewhere in the middle. Healthy romance typically has equal balance from all 4 components. This system is based on simplicity. You needn't memorize scripts or buy fancy clothes to impress your potential sweetheart. Understanding these concepts will help romance form naturally. Obviously, there's much more to fulfilling courtship than a Venn diagram, but this is a good start. Next time you're in a potentially romantic interaction, ask yourself, where are we in the balance of attraction? Simply being mindful of these variables will go a long way toward improving your dating life. You just listened to the post titled Balance of Attraction, Simple Thoughts on Dating for Men and Women by Cruz Spence with TheMinimalist.com. And in addition to the Venn diagram that I mentioned during the reading, there's also a video attached at the bottom of the post where Cruz Spence talks about the balance of attraction, so you can check out both of those things on TheMinimalist.com. And while you're out there on the web visiting sites, I would love it if you join me at oldpodcast.com. It's really easy to support the podcast these days. You can join my free weekly newsletter just to demonstrate that you like what I'm doing here, or you can even contribute any amount you like to become a patron of the show. And shortly after, you'll definitely hear from me since it's a very rare occurrence. A little goes a long way since this project loses a couple hundred dollars every month. not including the time it takes to put it all together. So again, I'd be very grateful if you come visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And that's episode 47. I'll have a new one for you in just 24 hours. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.